Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Liberty Counsel has filed a habeas corpus on behalf of Justina Pelletier with the appellate courts seeking to return her home as quickly as possible. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this case that has received, Matt, a lot of media. It has been shown for three consecutive weekends on the Mike Huckabee Show and featured there. Now Liberty Counsel has filed a habeas corpus asking the higher courts of appeal to free Justina, to let her go. There is no reason for the state to continue to hold her in custody.
Well, as this case, as more light is shed on this case, the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families false justifications for continuing to keep Justina imprisoned, it's just unraveling. And so it's time to get beyond this Judge Johnston, who just kind of arbitrarily, without citing any evidence that there's any wrongdoing on the part of the parents or that their home is not a safe place for Justina, time to go over him. And so, Lord willing, the higher court here will do the right thing. And as this precious teenage girl has asked publicly now with the video out there, "I want to go home now," she says. And Lord willing, the court will send her home.
It's really heartbreaking when you see the state of Justina when in January of 2013, she was competitively figure skating, attending private school. At that time, she was 14. Now she's a 15-year-old girl. And now she's in a wheelchair under the custody of DCF. It really is an experiment gone bad by Boston Children's Hospital, supported by DCF, the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, and not ultimately redressed by the judge, Judge Joseph Johnston, in the Suffolk Juvenile Court. And what we've seen is there is a pattern with Boston Children's Hospital to try to reclassify people's physical conditions to mental conditions. And in fact, the psychologist who did that has co-authored an article saying that up to 50% of juveniles that present with physical complaints have no physical problem at all. It's all in their head. So you ought to wean them away, take them away from their medical doctors, and put them over to psychological counseling. That's her a priori. That's her presupposition, that one out of every two minors that you see, it really is a mental problem rather than a physical problem. That is astounding. And so when she saw Justina, well, she was that one out of two, and so consequently, she thinks, well, it's all in your head. The problem is that that experiment that's gone on for now almost a year and a half has damaged Justina significantly. And over time, even Boston Children's Hospital and those that have had to work with her with DCF have begun to recognize that, hey, this is a medical problem that we're dealing with, not a mental problem, but they don't want to back away because their reputation is at stake and their pride is at stake.
Yeah, you just nailed it. I was going to ask you, what is it that causes somebody to continue a false narrative that has already been disproven, to dig in their heels, and despite the lack of any evidence whatsoever of abuse on the part of the parents, they just kind of arbitrarily say, "Well, this is it's medical abuse that you would have her see a doctor, a physician." Yet that's Tufts Medical. The experts gave her, the family, a course of treatment that involves seeing a physician. So how is it that one children's hospital, experimenting and receiving funding in order to conduct these experiments, if a child is determined to be a ward of the state, how is it that they can continue to dig in their heels like this and continue this false narrative?
Well, that's it, because they can, because the judge is not forcing them to do otherwise. And that's a problem with the court system here. Within the law, when the state in Massachusetts takes your child, you have to have a hearing within 72 hours, and DCF has the burden to prove why they should be involved in the case and why they should have custody. And the judge then, if he grants or she grants custody temporarily to DCF is required to issue a detailed written findings of fact, setting forth the reasons. This judge has never done that. The judge 72-hour hearing took 2 months later to have, and then still never put anything in writing, even to this day, listing why DCF should be allowed to keep her. So we've got a judicial system that is just not following what it should. We've got DCF that has unchecked authority because the judiciary just lets it do what it wants to. And we got Boston Children's Hospital, a teaching hospital. Whenever these minors get declared wards of the state, they become subject of teaching research and articles and writings. And this particular person, the psychologist, was doing research from a federally funded grant on this very issue of somatoform or the mental and gastrointestinal distress. Well, she presented with gastrointestinal distress to see her gastroenterologist, who recently moved from Tufts Medical Center to Boston Children's Hospital, but she never got a chance to see him.
Now there's a kicker to this. Although they have said that we're taking you away from your parents because this is a psychosomatic disorder and it has nothing to do with your physical health, yet we have evidence that they subsequently, behind the backs of the parents and furtively, in kind of a sneaky way, have been taking Justina to see her previous doctors, correct?
For medical. That just recently happened. In fact, there's two things that happened. One, shortly after they took custody of her, and two, one within the last couple of weeks. Right after they took custody of her, they said that the cystotomy, which is a buttonhole in the gut in the lower abdomen that was inserted. This was one of two surgeries that she's had in her lifetime because of a gut immotility. When you cannot have a bowel movement, you have to flush, and that causes your bowels to contract and to work. Well, the first thing they did was, oh, that must be in your head. We're not going to administer that medication to you. So they would require her to try to have a bowel movement for hours. And when she couldn't, they finally ultimately realized this is a physical situation, not a mental situation. It's part of your autonomic system, and it has nothing to do with your mind. And so they've been flushing her, just like they should have done. So they first realized that, yeah, this was medically, this was not mental. Then secondly, after we got on the case, we've been asking for Dr. Corson to be able to see her for mitochondrial disease, which he had been treating her for and which was actually helping her to be in private school and be a competitive figure skater. We ultimately got a court to have that agreement in writing approved, but then they refused to do it. And then when we filed a motion for contempt, guess what? They snuck her over to Dr. Mark Corson back at Tufts to see her, and now she is seeing Dr. Corson, but DCF will not let the parents know about it. We know about it through individual sources that we can't reveal, but we do know that he actually has seen her within the last couple of weeks.
Can you explain to me how it is that they can snatch a child for 14 months because the course of medical treatment that Tufts Medical prescribes is parental abuse for them to follow their doctor's instructions. Yet now when they figure out, oops, this is medical, they start following the exact course of, and how is it that they're not now abusing the child? How is it that Justina has not been returned to the parents? What possible justification is there to continue to incarcerate her?
Well, you know, the parents suspect that she's been part of an experimental one-year program with Boston Children's Hospital and DCF. And now that 1 year has expired, so they have kept her away from medical for a year, trying to do this psychological experiment, which has miserably failed. Now the year has passed. She's probably no longer a part of the research subjects. And so they've snuck her back over to the medical. And you're right. That undercuts their entire case. This is what the family had been doing before. They should return Justina to their mom and dad, to the three older sisters and to the 92-year-old grandmother, to go back to the private school and to be rehabilitated back to where she was before. But they continue to resist, and that's why we have filed the habeas corpus. We're going to continue to file other pleadings, both in state and federal court, to get Justina back, but also to hold these people accountable. They can't just simply say, whoops, we made a mistake. Sorry, we'll see you later. We want to get Justina home first and foremost, and then we want to hold these people accountable who were responsible for this tragedy. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a special one just for this. It's called StopDCFNow.com. StopDCFNow.com. It's specifically dedicated to Justina Pelletier. You can get more information. You can be part of petitions and other ways in which you can make your voice known. You can also support Liberty Counsel in this case by going to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.